Nothing says summer quite like sitting on the front porch during a warm evening and watching tiny glowing fireflies light up the dark sky. On Saturday, you can celebrate these creatures, which have become synonymous with the season, during the Botanical Garden of the Ozarks Firefly Fling. Marie Vukin, event producer, told me during a recent walk around the garden that chasing fireflies during the summer is a common childhood memory for many.
I think it has something to do with for the adults remembering what they used to do when they were young. That was a big summer event, is to be outside. Number one, you're out after 9 o'clock at night when you're a kid. That's a big deal. Mm-hmm. School nights, you can't do it. But that's just a part of everybody's memories, being outside catching fireflies, you know? And I think what we try to do is remind people about how exciting that can be. And simple fun is great fun. Like, we're not having to spend a lot of money or buy an expensive toy. Just being outside with our kids is exciting. And it gives you a chance to talk about science, math, you know, counting, that when they're building their structures over there, that, you know, the trial and error and problem solving. So, you know, being out in nature is a really great classroom for kids. But the firefly is something everybody can relate to, and it's even become this event where you'll see lots of fairies. Children will dress up in their wings, and they'll wear their crowns, and we even have some adults who love to come all dressed up too. So it has a real magical feel. Something about firefly fling just makes people want to come out and celebrate that sort of enchantment and mysticalness of being in the garden after nightfall.
Returning this year as hostess is Fairy Willow, who will be taking photos with visitors in Woodland Cottage. Because it was so successful, Vukin says they will repeat last year's project of building fairy houses from items found in nature, such as sticks and pine cones. Of course, garden guests will also have time to chase fireflies.
We will do catch and release out here. There is a bridge that takes across the stream just to the field on the other side of the tree line. Mm-hmm. And so there has been spotted lots of lightning bugs this year, which are fireflies. We call them lightning bugs where I grew up. But the idea is that they will be able to go out in the field there and do some catching of them. But last year I asked everybody at the end, did you get a chance to catch fireflies? They said no. I said, were you too busy? And they said yes, because we have so many things going on. We are going to have some sprinklers out here so kids can get cooled off. So we're calling it a cooling station. And that back field is overgrown, but we cut paths through it. So we'll have some types of activities for the jumping and climbing. And my gardener friend here likes to have what they call slingshots. So we're making some big slingshots the kids love to shoot. But it's really just about nature play. It's about being outside with your family and having time together. You know, there will be food as well, some light snacks that you can purchase. But with your ticket, you get all those activities included. Now, I have to tell you, after nightfall with the puppet show and the fire spinners, the most magical moment people have told me that they loved last year was the fact that we released lanterns, paper lanterns, into the night sky. And so we'll be doing that again. And this year we actually have 45. Last year we had 30. So we're excited, expanding on the process. And families have an opportunity to purchase, and then they're able to release it. So when they come here, if they would like, they sign up. And then as the evening winds down, they'll be invited back here to be one of the balloon releasers across the back of the stage area here. So we're very excited about reproducing that event again, too.
Other entertainment includes a shadow puppet performance by Trike Theater, fire spinning by Night Blossom, an art installation featuring handmade porcelain chimes, and a visit from Bongo Willie.
We're not having what one might expect is a concert, because we want it to be all hands-on. We want to be participants and active, as opposed to being an audience until the nightfall. So back here, next to our Reading Railroad, we will have Bongo Willie. He's got a fabulous collection of percussion instruments, and the children get to play with them. So they'll be making their own music back there. And we might invite him up on the stage with some of his young musicians to play a little something for the audience in the evening as well.
This year's Firefly Fling will offer some new forms of entertainment as well.
A new area is happening here in the Founders Garden area. We're opening it for five and under. It's going to be called Little Sprouts. What I like to do is the concept that parents of young children realize how wonderful and beneficial outdoor play is. They forget. I was up in Bentonville first Friday, and families got down and made fairy houses together, and the mom looked up. She goes, I used to love doing this. I've forgotten how fun it was. And her children loved it just as much. And they were two little girls under three, and they really enjoyed it. So we're creating a very special play area just for them that's going to have water play and sand exploration. And we're going to have looking for bugs and all those types of things that young children like to do. And we're enclosing it in straw bales, so they have their really own area that they can explore. And we build with tree cookies, which are just pieces of tree cut up into little stacks, so they can build with them and knock them over, those types of things. So that's why we're starting at 6 o'clock this year. We've decided that we paid attention to our guests last year, and we saw lots of young children, and some families say it's too late. 7 o'clock, my kid's going to bed. So we decided to, from 6 to 10 this year.
Vukin says the event will provide families with a unique way to spend some time together.
I think it is different from many things you go to. The events we and activities we design are not about standing in line, waiting your turn, to do a little action, to get a little trinket as a reward. The reward is your experience. People walk out of here with new memories and experiences that they don't forget. Whenever we run into people, myself or anybody who works here, all they hear is stories how wonderful the experience was for them. And that's what we're selling, is that memory. There was a little boy who came back the very next day after last year's event. He said, I'm back here because I just have to go back there and run the course again. I have to go see the fairy house. I had so much fun. I just want to come do it all over again. That's what we're looking for. Certainly that's what I'm looking for. But there's a wonderful garden here that many people haven't had a chance to visit. So we really want them to be introduced to the garden and then know that this is a place they can come and have adventures with their families.
Admission is $8 per person, $24 for a family of four, or $40 for a group of six. Children under three are free, and a rain date is scheduled for Sunday. There are no paper tickets. Prepaid admissions will be checked in by last name, and others can pay for admission the night of the event with cash or credit card. More information is available at 750-2620 or bgozarks.org.